السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. News and comment. The crippling of the United States of America as it eats itself alive on ever more fronts. News. A Fox News headline on the 22nd of May stated that, quote, Trump administration terminates Harvard students visa program, end quote. And the article quoted the Secretary of Education, Kristi Noem, as saying, quote, this administration is holding Harvard accountable for fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party on its campus. It is a privilege, not a right, for universities to enroll foreign students and benefit from their higher tuition payments to help pad their multi-billion dollar endowments. Harvard had plenty of opportunity to do the right thing. It refused. They have lost their student
and exchange visitor program
certification as a result of their failure to adhere to the law. Let this serve as a warning to all universities and academic institutions across the country. End quote. Comment. It is a dangerous warning as it means that the prestigious Ivy League classified university may not enroll any foreign students next academic year. And even those students who are now enrolled will lose their right to remain in the U.S. unless they transfer to another university before the new academic year begins. The education secretary stated its reasoning in a letter to the university, quote, as a result of your brazen refusal to comply with multiple requests to provide the Department of Homeland Security pertinent information while perpetuating an unsafe campus environment that is hostile to the Jewish students, promotes pro-Hamas rhetoric, and employs racist diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. You have lost this privilege, end quote. Harvard filed a lawsuit claiming that Trump's action is unconstitutional and a federal judge blocked the visa ban until the case can be decided. But the Department of Homeland Security responded, quote, today's ruling delays justice and seeks to kneecap the president's constitutionally vested powers, end quote, and added that the Trump administration is committed to, quote, restoring common sense to our student visa system, and we expect a higher court to vindicate us in this. We have the law, the facts, and common sense on our side, end quote. Furthermore, Trump is seeking to remove the university's, quote-unquote, tax-exempt status, which would add the financial pressure following his freezing last month of $2.2 billion in federal funding to Harvard. Decrying the latest Trump administration attack on higher education for political purposes, Barbara R. Snyder, the president of Association of American Universities, said, quote, this unprecedented decision is a cruel and unwarranted disruption to the lives and education of talented students whose energy and creativity benefit our country tremendously. Ultimately, it is our country's future, its leadership in science and innovation, and its prosperity that is threatened by this unforced error, end quote. These assaults by Trump administration against Harvard are part of a broader campaign against universities to take away their long-established independence from political control. Trump's attacks upon them are unprecedented since the McCarthyite purges of suspected communists in the 1950s. However, the threat then was a superpower state, the Soviet Union, and was a true peer competitor of the U.S. and whose ideology was in confrontation with capitalist ideology worldwide. So what great new threat is causing Trump to be so aggressive? It is that his Secretary of Education said, quote, this administration is holding Harvard accountable for fostering violence, anti-Semitism, and coordinating with the Chinese Communist Party on its campus, end quote. Is there any validity to these allegations? For sure, the Zionist lobbies, both Jewish and most importantly, evangelical Christian, and huge financial backing of Miriam Edelson to Trump have motivated to clamp down directly on protests against genocide in Gaza that are taking place on U.S. university campuses. But what about China? Foreign funding for U.S. universities has long raised suspicions, and Chinese efforts to gain political influence through its financial ties to U.S. institutions has been reported on from time to time over the last decade. Former Harvard professor Charles Lieber was convicted in 2021 of lying about his ties to China. In 2023, the Hudson Institute published a report titled, quote, "The Chinese Communist Party's Campaign on University Campuses," end quote. Regardless of these points of contention, the campaign against Harvard and also many other universities is actually just part of the broader civil war eating up America at this time as Trump seeks to destroy the deep state influence of political opposition to his program of, quote-unquote, making America great again, wherever they occur. Hence his attacks on federal government agencies and their funding led by the Department of Government Efficiency, which he established in January with Elon Musk at his head. This power struggle within government departments and legislators in Congress and the courts at the government and state levels is now widening to include higher education, and who can say where the conflict will end and what the result will be. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Abdullah Robin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.